Allah will protect us completely from all these gunas. Gunas of the eyes, gunas of the tongue, gunas of the ears. And these are things which we commonly fall prey to. And Allah Ta'ala has been very kind for our lives. He has given us 5 times namaz. If we perfect our namaz, then Allah Himself has declared, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." But it is that namaz which is called a namaz. Otherwise, Allah has called those who make namaz. They didn't make a namaz. Those who perform namaz. For them, Allah also has said, "Fawailul lil musallin." There is destruction for those people who make namaz. But they didn't make a namaz. They made the form of a namaz. For them, and Allah explains their namaz also. That namaz also Allah explains in the salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That is that namaz, that namaz in which there is humility, concentration. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That namaz, on that namaz will prevent, it will stop a person from doing wrong things. And this other, that you made a form of namaz, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Who are unmindful of the namaz. Either they act like they are namazis, but they are not making namaz. And very sadly, some people who outwardly look very pious, dressing, but their namazes they don't make. Or that we don't make it with jamaat, without a legitimate excuse. Or in namaz there is no concentration. We are thinking of all other things. Allah has warned for such namaz, and wail. There are two explanations. One is, wail is destruction. That we all know, that is the translation of wail. And the tafsir of wail is that it's such a valley in Jahannam, so terrible that the rest of Jahannam seeks refuge from this valley. And for Allah, He said, that is for namazis. Those who have just made an outward form of namaz. So the same way, roza, if we are just staying hungry, that is different, and we are keeping roza, that is different. And we should endeavor, we are keeping roza, just keep a perfect roza. And it's only for 30 days, and from Allah's side, His promises, you're going to have taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. On return of that, you're going to have taqwa, your whole life will be made. And a person whose life is made spiritually, his life is made as far as dunya is concerned. His akhirat's life is also made. And it's just a little bit of training for this, just do it properly. So with regard to that, we discussed about the control of our limbs, hands, legs, and together with that, organs, our heart, our mind also. That control these things from even halal in the month of Ramadan. And the rest of the month of the year, Allah will protect us from haram also. So the hand, various things we had discussed, especially about how to treat our wives, which is a very important thing. Further to that, with regard to the hand, also, like on the cell phone, we use it. Today you may be just pressing, but you may be committing zina. While you're in atikaf, you will be committing zina with your fingers. And it comes in the hadith. The zina of the eyes is to look. The zina of the hands is to touch. So this also, who are we sending messages? And what messages are we sending? Or we got a laptop. And what messages are we sending? Like that we can bluff everyone that we in atikaf, we are very pious, 30 days atikaf, 10 days sunnat atikaf. But what we are doing inside, Allah is fully aware of all those things. So we should be careful. And also from permissible. The haram is out of the question. But in Ramzan, even your halal wife, she is not also permitted for you during the day. So like that, in Ramzan, even from permissible, avoid whatever messages, even what are permissible. Then Allah will protect us and save us from haram the rest of the year. So unless if something is absolutely necessary, but just sending messages, some have just got a habit. Also in the same way, especially youngsters argue a lot We're only playing games on the computer, on the cell phone. So, and so surprising that many grown-up people also just occupy themselves. The wife has got a complaint. The husband is all the time with his computer, with his cell phone. Ask him why. He says, I'm playing games. Grown-up person, grandfather, he's also still playing games. Bachpan aya. We have become 55, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. But our childhood hasn't gone. And a child, when he plays his tricks, that he looks cute. He's a child. But when a grown-up wants to act like that, or a grown-up wants to act like a small child, it looks very stupid. So this game playing, dressing today, grandfathers, grandmothers, with the tight clothes, jeans, t-shirts, they don't look at all, in any way, it doesn't look nice at all. But unfortunately, we haven't changed. Our age, years have come on us, but we haven't changed. So all, whatever is even permissible on the cell phone, only what is absolutely necessary, we have to use it. Also, even the elders in Markaz, Nizamuddin, etc., are also very concerned what cell phone has caused. Mashuras are, there is no mashura that takes place properly. It just rings, a person is running out, he's making another mashura there, a mashura in a mashura. You are sitting for mashura. And also besides that, there's even when you're in Jamaat, for example, 4 months, whatever period, and contacting home often, it cracks your whole chilla. What you were supposed to acquire, you don't acquire. You don't get it. The same way, a person comes for etikaf, and now he's still fully in contact with home. Where it's unnecessary, it's absolute, that's a different thing. But just unnecessarily to be in contact with them, the spirit of the etikaf doesn't remain. The idea here was to build our contact with Allah Ta'ala. Now continuously in touch with the family or with other people or business, though you can make a business transaction when the goods are not in the mu'takaf. But to do all those things, the spirit of i'tikaf is lost. The spirit was, as how beautifully Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, it's like a person who has gone to somebody's door and he said, I'm not leaving this door until give me my the need for which I have come. So we have come to Allah's door. And what a beautiful, vivid, practical explanation that when Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali chased out Khaja Sahib, his very beloved Khalifa, but for some reason chased him out of the Khanqa. And he was a deputy collector, very high post in the government, he had very high post. So he obliged, he went out, but he put his bedding on the footpath, the pavement, just outside the Khanqa. And then he wrote a poem, a nazam, and he sent it to Hazrat. He said, Udar wo dar kholte nahi. There he's not opening his door, he's not allowing me to come in. Idhar main dar chhodta nahi. And yeah, I'm not going to leave his door. I'm going to remain here. Har ek ki apni apni hukumat. Everyone has got his own government. Kahin unki, that is his government, it is his khanqa, and he's not giving me permission, I can't go. And I'm a government man, the footpath is my government. I'm in charge here. So, udhar wo kholte nahi, idhar me chhorta nahi. Yeah, I'm not going to leave it. Hadrat became so happy with this, that time he gave him khilafat also. That murid, that is so, such an ashiq, and he has got that love. So like that, we have come to the door of Allah Ta'ala. And that we are not going to leave until we get, and mashallah, some of our friends, so beautiful du'as, they request that we came here for tawheed, that our tawheed must be built, our akhlaq, our islah, for the love of Allah Ta'ala. So if we have made those niyats, we have come for that. And we say to Allah Ta'ala, and remember, Allah only wants your spirit, your desire. Allah doesn't want the actual thing. Allah didn't take Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's life. But Allah wanted, you must be mentally prepared that I'm giving my life, the father was going to take the life. Allah didn't take the life. But Allah wants that preparedness from us. That is what Allah wants. Once that comes into a person, then Allah doesn't put all that heavy test. But Allah wants it from your heart that you are really determined to do this. Then Allah acts according to that. Allah gives us according to that. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. What we have in our heart firmly, we have come, we want our islah made, we want tawheed, we want good akhlaq, we want to be good people, good Muslims, good character, and for that we have come, Allah will grant it. But then, like for example, now don't crack it. Once there is a crack, sometimes some such a crack you don't see, but you just see that your liquid in that utensil is going less. But there is no crack, you can't find it. So if we have cracked our roza, we have cracked our atikaf, we have cracked the period in the khanqa, then the things are just seeping out. And we don't get what we want. For what we came, then we don't get that. It's going out all the time. So therefore, permissible even usage of the cell phone. Anything else to do with the hands. Similarly with the legs, like for example, to walk out of the masjid will break our i'tikaf. So though like that it's permissible to walk, but now you're in i'tikaf. And also, how Allah has made it, the last 10 days we all know are the most valuable. That Ramzan is such that we kept our rozas from the beginning, and we now were controlling, we weren't eating, we weren't drinking, etc. We're not mixing with the wife. But as things progressed, Ramzan should have been such like that. The natural effect, now you came to the last 10 days, now even for you just to go out of the masjid is not permissible. Now you just stay in the masjid, now don't even go out, that also is not permissible. Whereas it's jais to go out of the masjid, but yeah, now it has come to a stage that even for very, very sort of our common basic things don't go out. Just to go out and have a smoke, for example, even out of roza, or just to go and rest a little bit, it's not permissible. Only your bare necessities, and which also have to be controlled to its necessity. You're going to toilet, that you have to go. Not just to go and make wuzu also is not permissible. If you got wuzu, you can't just go and make another wuzu. That's also not permissible. So toilet, which is an absolute, when it is necessary, then you go. But also, you can't waste 1 second on the way. In the toilet, you can't waste extra time. How much time you need to properly relieve yourself, make sure the last drops are gone out, etc. Clean yourself properly, that is necessary. But extra than that, that you're not allowed to sit there also. So even that is not permissible. So our walking around with our legs also have been curtailed. And we do this properly, and don't just move around unnecessarily. If a person has to do exercises which are necessary, that is required, but unnecessary things, then don't do that also. And Allah will save us from walking towards haram, driving towards haram. In driving, hands are used, eyes are used, legs. And if you are going for a haram purpose, to go and meet somebody for some haram purpose, etc., all those limbs of yours are in guna all the time. And as it comes in the hadith, they are in the guna of zina all the time, if you are going for that wrong purpose. So in Ramzan, just use this correctly, and inshallah, Allah will save us. And many a person feels, and mashallah, some of our friends came and said also, those gunas that we thought we'll never be able to give up, today, alhamdulillah, they're very easily under control. So it's just a matter of this training for a while. And the same training it is, just to give you another idea, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written this in Fazail Amal, that there was one great alim, who was genuinely a very good great alim, mufti, waaz, khatib, should give bayans, give fatwas, everything he was. But he himself felt in his heart that I haven't got still contact with Allah Ta'ala. I'm a great alim, everything, but I haven't got that love and that contact with Allah. So he went to the great buzurg of the town, and he told him that I want to have contact with Allah, I want Allah's marifat, Allah's muhabbat. So he said, no problem, you stay here 40 days. So he said he wanted, so he stayed for 40 days. And he stopped him from all those, not only jais things, but what Allah has commanded, to make bayan, to give fatwa, imamat, everything he stopped him. You just stay here, and you only make zikr. Then what criticism the people leveled against that sheikh? Is this a sheikh or is he a zindiq? Is he a kafir? Na'uzubillah. He's stopping the people from giving fatwas. He's stopping the person, a big alim, from giving bayans. All these things he's stopping. Tafsir he was making, he stopped him from tafsir. Everything. And he just put him in one corner in the masjid. Good, good people. What criticism. Even today they say that you're wasting your time. You've gone in the khanqah and you're just wasting your time. So after a few days, the sheikh came to find out that he's reading Quran Sharif at certain time. He stopped him from that also. That also, just make the zikr that I've shown. So then what to say? What people gave fatwas on him now. That what kind of a sheikh and what kind of a person. But that person was genuine himself. He stayed his 40 days. And he did exactly what his sheikh did. When he came out of his 40 days, the first bayan he gave, and how many people came, because after they loved him, he was the imam and he used to give bayan, how many people came, and in that first one majlis, all became waliullah, all became ahlullah, because now it was a Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says about himself, he was a very great alim. Student days, if we study his life, he was a brilliant student. And he was the favorite of his ustads and all. He was a very great person. And he says, and he should make very good bayans. He started first his work in Kanpur. He said, I should make bayan, and I should make such bayan, like with Josh and with all, that the mimbar also should shake. And I also used to be shaking, but no effect on anyone. But when I made ta'alluq with Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, and by the barakat of this ta'alluq, Allah put something in my heart. Now I shouldn't shake, a member shouldn't shake, simple straightforward bayans, but earthquakes should come on the hearts of the people. Logo ke dilo pe zalzala a jata tha. This thing. So this is what we have to do. This 1 month of Ramadan, if we spend it correctly, Allah will give us that inside treasure. Then see everything of ours. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, one time when his son had completed his alim course, so all the murid said, Hazrat, we want to hear your son's bayan. So he made bayan, long bayan, and what a fantastic bayan, and with what josh, and how beautiful your young alim's bayan, just fresh, what a bayan he made. After that the people say, our thirst is not satisfied, we still got thirst. Hazrat, you say a few words. What did Imam Ghazali rahmatullah Ali say? He said only these words. I wanted to keep roza today, but when I woke up for sehri, I found the cat drank the milk. That's all. And what the effect on the people. So this is when that inside thing is made, then see that what effect it has on people. But otherwise, you're quoting hadith and you're giving references and you're explaining days of the week, hadith and this is that and all. What then? What you're explaining? But no effect on the people. But when it's from the heart, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that dare raaz shariat kholti hai, the secrets of shariat also open jab zuban ishq bolti hai, when the tongue with the love of Allah speaks, then you understand that many things which people, capital punishment in Islam, the nauzubillah people call it barbarism, cutting of hands, etc., stoning to death. But when you have got love of Allah, Allah opens the secrets and you see, now there is no other way, there is no other law besides this law. Lughat tabir karti hai maani, language and dictionary tells you the meanings of words. Muhabbat kehti hai dil ki kahani. But muhabbat, love of Allah, tells you the story of the heart. And that is something completely different. Are yaro, kahan paoge shamse baazigha mein? Oh my friends, in this very high kitab, which are now postgraduate alim kitabs, shamse baazigha, etc. In those kitabs, where will you find niha, jo dard hai dil ke haashiye mein? That love of Allah, which is in the haashiya of the heart, not the mitten of the heart, hidden in the, which is hidden in the haashiya of the heart. Mat poocho halawat naam kibriyai ki. Don't ask what is the sweetness of the name of Allah Ta'ala. Mat poocho halawat naam kibriyai ki. Lazzat khuda ki, the enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala. Lekin ye daulat milti hai kahan se? But where do you get this treasure? May batau ye daulat milti hai jahan se? As I tell you where you will get this treasure. Ye daulat milti hai Allah walo se. Unki duaon se aur sohbaton se. You get this by the company of Ahlullah. That is when you get. So if we keep this roza for this few days, proper roza, we'll get these treasures. Allah Ta'ala will give. And in a khanqa, Allah has put all the means for this hidayat. There is no reason why we must be deprived. And Allah wants to give it. Allah is eager to give it if we just keep our rozas and spend our time properly. So together with that, the movement of our legs also, then comes the next is the heart and the mind. The heart and mind are really very close. They are very close to one another. The heart is the king, is the president. Or in different countries, they have different today. Some place, the president is just a figure. He does nothing. And he's got no authority. The prime minister rules. Some places, the president is everything. The prime minister is just as a figure there. Or in a mayor in a town. Some places, the mayor has got no say. He's just to attend meetings and functions, gatherings, etc. But there is somebody else who is important. Some places, the mayor. So the heart is the final decision maker. And all the hard work, the brain does. And the brain gives advice all the time to the heart. Do this, don't do this. And like when there is a fight within a person, like a civil war in a country, when the government itself is fighting, people in the government are fighting one another. So like that we have, and we experience this. You want to do something, you desire, but your mind is always, don't do it. It's bad for you. You're going to come into trouble. But you still want to do it, and you carry on with this. And this happens very commonly. Or you don't want to do something. Like you don't want to go for namaz. The mind is telling you, go for namaz. You must go for namaz. Right? But your heart, you are lazy. You don't want to go. And the final decision maker is the heart. What all the advice of the brain and the mind will give, the heart is going to make the... Whether you're going to do the wrong thing or you're going to do the right thing, the heart will make the decision. So this carries on, and this is all the time. So much so that when a person is sleeping, he dreams also, and he sees things. They are working. The heart is working, the brain is working. They don't rest at all. The heart is that one organ that doesn't rest for 1 second. If it has to rest, you go and rest forever. You are gone to the qabr. The heart doesn't rest. It has to work all the time. And the brain also works. When you are sleeping, your subconscious brain, but your brain is also working. You see all, what dreams a person sees. It's all the effect, mostly the effect of the brains. And also in this, while we are passing as far as dreams, that's again another whole subject of its own. But just while we are in passing, don't pay too much attention to dreams. Good dreams or bad dreams, don't pay too much. Dreams are not that important. They are just a sideline. And just as a stimulant, as a vitamin, encouragement, that is all right, but keep it to that level. Don't let it go to your head. Like how many people, they wrote to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, they saw such beautiful dreams. Oh, what and what they in the fourth heaven, they meeting Isa alayhi salam, all that. What they thought, the Khilafat is going to come in reply. That my murid, where is gone? He's gone to the heavens, mashallah. Let me not delay, otherwise Allah will take me to task. Let me give him his Khilafat quickly. But what happened in return? Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah, Maulana Hazrat Shaykh, that control your eating. You're eating too much rich food and you're sleeping immediately, the gases are going to your brains. And now you're seeing all this type of dreams. So don't pay much attention to dreams. Dreams, the state of a dream is like a person is going on a road, he wants to go somewhere. And now there are beautiful lights also. There is water flowing on the side, beautiful flowers on the side. So it's nice, encouragement. You enjoy that journey. So dreams are just there to encourage you. And if there are bad scenes on the side, burnt grass or all other things, but you concentrate on your road. So bad dreams are like that. So if you're going to get involved in those things there, you think that, oh, so nice, yeah, I can make a picnic here. And you do 6 months, you are out of job, and you were going for your appointment. And now you're going to sit and make picnic here. Your job is going. That you're not going to be on time. So don't worry about this. And if it's a bad scene, also you carry on your road, you'll reach your destination. These are things which can easily and distract many people. Many good saliks who are on their way to Allah Ta'ala, they saw some dreams and they thought we reached our destination. حتى يأتيك اليقين. Now يقين we got. Now we don't. They understand Quran Sharif, the meaning, and they gave so much Quran. So don't worry. So anyway, the brain works all the time, the heart works all the time. Then the thoughts that come to a person, good thoughts that a person doesn't worry about, but bad thoughts worry many a person. And we, many of murids, one most common complaint of murids is, I'm getting very bad thoughts. Waswasas. Even in my namaz, while I'm making tilawah, zikr, dua, every time I'm getting bad thoughts. So we will call it thoughts in English, and thoughts are general. But what thoughts we are referring to, what is the Urdu Arabic word? Wasawis, bad thoughts. That we are referring to. So there are different types of bad thoughts. One is bad thoughts about women, which is very common. Even good people, these thoughts, they come. Other bad thoughts are about jealousy, being jealous about some people. This is the common ones I'm discussing, that we've, in our heart we've got jealousy for this person. The other is looking, having hatred and looking down on people. You don't say anything with your tongue, but the thoughts come to you. This person is like this, this person did this, he did that, hatred and jealousy and looking down upon people. These thoughts come to a person. So those are the common ones which we are under discussion now. And for this year, the thoughts that come to a person, they're not harmful at all. A thought is such a thing that one side it's not harmful, but on the other side, just think, a person is just sitting. He's sitting in his, lying in his bed, and he thinks, I must add a room to my house. I must build another. One thought came. Now this thought, how much it becomes afterwards. Now you phone your architect and you tell him I want to, you discuss it with your wife. Now you phone the architect. Now he comes, he draws a plan. First just a rough plan. Then he draws a proper plan. Then he gets it passed. Now you get a contractor. Now he starts building, digging foundations. Now for 1 month, or depend what type of job, your whole routine is upset now. Because now they're coming into the house, they're breaking the walls, they're doing this. Just that one thought, where it led to. One thought takes a person to what and what. One thought of having an affair with a woman. Just you saw a woman and the thought came, I must have an affair. I must have an affair. What and what it takes you to. So these thoughts, in that way, they are harmful. But the thought that comes to itself, which comes by itself, if you don't entertain it, that thought, no matter how bad it is not harmful. Thoughts of these also come. Shaitan brings a thought, Allah doesn't exist. That na'uzubillah, that it's all just a big folly and it's a big fake. That there's nothing in the qabr, nothing happens in the qabr. All this, there's nothing like akhirah, nothing like jannah, jahannam. Shaitan brings these thoughts also. Sometimes you believe in Allah, but Shaitan brings bad thoughts about Allah. Sometimes he brings bad thoughts about our deen, about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are all thoughts. No matter how bad that thought is, till you don't entertain it, there is no harm for you. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala also had such bad thoughts. And they came and complained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what thoughts we get, that we can't even talk about it. We are ashamed to bring it on our tongue, such bad thoughts. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you getting such thoughts? Said, yes. The Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that iman. That is iman. Why? Because these bad thoughts, we just come. They're not even like in the air, they're not even, you don't get thought waves. You get sound waves, you get light waves. There are no thought waves, but they come. And how they come into a person. So, before we go on, these thoughts also, if we don't prepare ourselves from before, this is the main thing, preemptive. Be ready, build your iman, become strong. Then jinn, jadu stories won't affect you at all. Enemies can't affect you at all. If your iman is strong. But if you didn't make your iman, just a little, somebody threw some dry lemon peels into your yard. Oh, finish. Now that person is gone, depression, finish. People are making jadu and what. How can those things affect you? Somebody threw an old sandal of this. They just threw it into your yard or somewhere, or they got somebody to put it into your house. Finish. End of the story. But if your iman is strong, you'll just take it and throw it out. It will have no effect. One time, there's again a whole complete jadu jinn story. It's very important, which we do make the bayan. It's also very, but just very briefly, once I was coming to the madrasa, and just at the entrance here, one friend of ours off Azadwell, he came with his car and he jumped off and he told Malana that this year one bag, there was some salt in there and some all agarbatti sticks and all those type of things and that, and some money. So he says that they had an argument about a windscreen, broke a windscreen and who had to pay for it and all that. So he says, finally I made that person pay, but he sent the money with this bag. So he said, I'm not touching this here at all. I tell him, no problem, you give it to me. It will come in good use in the madrasa here. So I took it, all those things, I just dumped it in the rubbish bin, and the money, I put it in a madrasa, sadqa. I put it in a madrasa, and alhamdulillah, madrasa is still carrying on. No problem whatsoever. So just the small, small, when we are not made from before, one thought finishes a person. One phone call finishes a person. But if your iman is made, Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah is the dua of everything. Nothing can happen without the will of Allah. Ma asaba min musibatin illa bi idhnillah. That nothing can happen but by Allah's command, Allah said, and by Allah's permission. Other places it's not Allah's command, Allah permits that to happen. But without Allah's permission, a crook can't even come and steal from you. Nobody can murder you. No jadu can happen without the permission of Allah. It's not Allah's command, but it's the permission of Allah Ta'ala. So if this is built before, this is what it is necessary. If we sit here, we won't be overtaken by our wives and we won't start abusing them. They can speak what they want to and they can use their tongue and anything. But once inside is made, you won't be overtaken. You'll be under composure. You'll be under control. All these other things, one thought, one telephone call, somebody told you this or somebody didn't tell you jazakallah, somebody didn't praise you, it won't have any effect. But this is when that iman is made first. So this thought just comes to a person. And when the thought comes, then the thought just coming itself is not harmful. But the minute we entertain it, then it can become harmful. So, and the thoughts that come are not haram. We are not responsible. We didn't bring those thoughts. But khyal ka aana muzir nahi, a thought coming. Khyal ko thehrana, to make him a guest, that is harmful. If some crooks have come and you don't open the door, inshallah you are safe. But if you open the door and they got in, now you are finished. Now they're going to finish you up. So just like that, thoughts which come, these bad thoughts, wasawis, they are like crooks. They come on their own. But the minute you gave them a place, then you make them stay, that is when the problems start. So 3/4 of the wasawis problem will go out of a person when he realizes that thoughts that come themselves are not harmful. And I don't have to worry about them. But don't allow them to stay. And lot of thoughts, all the time thoughts, while you're working, while you're reading Quran, thoughts come, while you're walking, you're lying in bed, you're in namaz, you're in the toilet, wherever you are, thoughts keep on coming all the time. So all wasawis, no matter how bad those thoughts are, they are not harmful. Even the thought that there is nothing like Jannah, Jahannam, na'uzu billah. Even though that, and by building iman, you'll see how you get convinced of Jannat and Jahannam. That life becomes more a reality than this dunya's life. Dunya's life becomes a doubt, and that life is a yaqeen. There is absolutely no doubt, and you are blessed with it if we make this effort. And this 1 month's effort, and a person who has got that yaqeen on the zaat of Allah, more than what he trusts, what things are physical in front of him, he trusts Allah Ta'ala and the Zaat of Allah. That person, his work is done. So this is what has to be done. So 3/4 or 99% of a problem, and 99% of Salikin have got wasawis problem. Bad thoughts that come. And the حضرت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمت اللہ, what a great mujaddid. He said the solution to this is just to ignore those thoughts. Just ignore them. And you can also ignore them. Depression. All your worries that you get. What's going to happen about my finances? My gunas that I committed. If they have to become in public, what's going to happen? This is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. The minute you have that full trust in Allah Ta'ala, then all these things don't worry you at all. They don't worry you in the least, but just see, a man like Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, running Darul Ulum, the Jalalabad, Miftahul Ulum. Hazrat said that if people don't give 1 cent in the madrasa, and they don't send 1 student, we got no problem. Otherwise your madrasa, what's going to happen? If people don't give money, I have to pay ustad's wages, I have to pay water and lights, food for the students, I have to provide for them. He said, no problem if they don't send. We put locks on the doors and we make zikr of Allah. We have to please Allah. We're trying in this way to please Allah. Now if that is not working, people are not sending money, people are not sending students, no one is coming, we lock up. And then we start making zikr of Allah. So no worry whatsoever. Otherwise just that thought for the principal of a madrasa, his whole night sleep goes. That this one, every year he should give so much, he's not giving. If nobody gives, what's going to happen? And if your niyat is not right, for show you want to do it. So you don't have to do it for show. If nobody gives money, no students come, no problem. We don't have to show the world we're running Darulum, or any your business, whatever it is, that Allah is there. Allah will. One Zimbabwe lady, non-Muslim lady, who came to the house begging, then she said, what a word of iman, non-Muslim. She said, Allah, God created me, and He will look after me, He will feed me. That even if you are not giving me anything, you say you haven't got anything now to give me, but my God won't let me go like that. He'll feed me. That yaqeen, that woman is saying, how much percent we have that yaqeen? So anyway, so the thoughts. Now when the thoughts come, the greatest thing is to ignore them. And we have given together with that. Hadhrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has also said, while we're on that subject, it's a different thing. But he also said, Islah munhasir hai himmat par. Your Islah is totally in control of your courage. And Allah has given every person courage. But it is, if we don't use that himmat, then it's our fault. But Allah has not, la yukallifullah nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah has not put a task on any person, a burden which he cannot bear. So Islah is faraz on everyone. And we can't make our Islah that Allah hasn't given us to save ourselves from a guna. As our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, some people say, when they see a beautiful woman, they say, dekhne ki to taqat hai, to zlika, lekin aankh hatane ki taqat nahi hai. Now that I'm looking at her, now I can't look away from her. He said, that is what is called a tetanus, the one disease. That, for example, your hand is up, now you can't bring it down. You can't bring it down anymore. No, if you got the power to cast your gazes, you got the power to lower your gazes also. If your gazes fell on a woman, you've got the power to remove those gazes from her also. You've got it, it's for you to use it. You fajr time, if you are fast asleep, it's different. Sometimes it happens, you never hear azan, your alarm didn't go, it went, you didn't hear it. That in the Shariat also is maaf. You missed your namaz that day. Is maaf, you make your qaza afterwards, no problem. But you heard fajr, but you are lazy. You're not just getting up. And you say, I just couldn't get up. No, you can get up. It's not, that is in you, but you're not getting up. That is why Shariat has made you responsible now for that. So we've got that himmat. So Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, Islamun hasir hai apni himmat par. And that he farmage hakimul ummat. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that this himmat is within a person. So just like that, wasawis, the greatest ilaj and treatment for it is to ignore it. Don't just worry about it, ignore it. Then we have been given practical solutions also. One is, there is no greater remedy than la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Just briefly now, try to explain that what a great gift, la hawla wa la quwwata. Many people don't know the translation also. One time our Shaykh met one Muftisa, Mufti Abdul Muqeed Sahib. and ask him what is the meaning of Al-Muqit. Mufti Sahib didn't know. He's a Mufti and his own name. And he doesn't know the meaning of Al-Muqit. So Hazrat explained, Qut Dene Wala, the one who gives you food. That is Muqit, the one who gives you your food. So anyway, so La Hawla Wala Quwwata, many, many good people don't know the meaning. And generally the Ummah has reduced the meaning of La Hawla Wala Quwwata and the usage of it. When we see a pig, La Hawla Wala Quwwata. Somebody committing a guna, La Hawla Wala Quwwata. Whereas La Hawla Wala Quwwata has come in the hadith, Kanzum min kunuzil Jannah, a treasure of Jannah. Kanz min tahtil arsh, of the highest level of Jannah. The arsh of Allah is the ceiling of Jannah, where Jannatul Firdaus ends. There, and La ilaha hawla wa la quwwata is from there. It is such a great treasure. Nabi Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj that inform your ummah, give your ummah my salams. Ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should say, wa alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. That all who, so just think on that, what is the position of this ummah? Who sent salams for us? Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu. With who did he send the salams? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the salam has come to us. How many muhaddithin have narrated the hadith? How many muhaddithin are in this line of sending the salams to us? Who is this one ummati? What is his value that who has sent salams to us? And salam itself, what a great creed. And then tell your ummah that أَكْفِرُوا مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Tell them to read in abundance, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ فَإِنَّهَا كَنْزٌ مِنْ كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ. It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. So one time it happens that when we are sitting, somebody just, for example, Subhanallah, little loudly, Allahu Akbar, something like that. So in a majlis, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, just little loudly he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the beauty. And when you think of it, dil bharak jata hai. How happy you, how were the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started the majlis on there. Just like how our buzurgs do till today. The majalis of our buzurg are 100% replica, as far as I understand, of the majalis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And deen was taught mainly by majalis. The sahaba say, kunna jalasna ma'a rasulina. Kunna fi majlisi rasul. Then we learn this, we learn this. Kunna safarna ma'a rasulillah. Kunna ma'a rasulillah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this, he taught us this. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud read, la hawla wa la quwwata loudly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, you know the meaning? He said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. And yeah, one is adab also. And one is, ulama have written, yeah was where he genuinely did not know. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihul ummah. But and la hawla wa la quwwata is not some heavy Arabic words, some very difficult grammar and words, simple words. But he said, look, faqihul ummah also didn't know the meaning. And he said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. But then Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is the meaning. And just briefly, because what a great treasure and what a ilaj and treatment it is for this wasabi. La hawla am ma'asiyatillah illa bi'ismatillah. That you cannot turn. Hawla means to turn. You can't turn away from guna only by Allah's protection. Bi'ismatillah. Wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah. And you cannot do good deeds illa bi'awnillah, but by Allah Ta'ala's help. Otherwise you can't do any good deed. Our Shaykh says one proof that Islam is a true religion is that when the Muazzin says hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, the reply according to our mind should have been labbaik. Ya Allah, I'm ready, I'm coming, I'm on my way. But what is the reply? I can't do it myself, you help me. And that yaqeen have to come in. Asbab, we must use all the asbab. Not we are lying in bed and we say, Ya Allah, I can't go for Fajr. Only if you take me. And we're not doing anything about it. For rozi, we don't do that. For sickness, we don't do that. We make sure we go doctor. Best doctor, best medicine. For rozi, we make the effort. For deen also, you must make every effort. So, but in spite of your effort, you made wuzu finish, you dressed up, it was a cold winter morning, you warmly dressed, about to leave the house, and your stomach starts making gurgur. And you realize there is no way for me, but I have to go back to the toilet again. And you sit in the toilet half an hour, you sit. Sometimes the taqaza comes such, Jamaat is finished there, you imam sab. They're waiting for you, they're waiting. But you just can't make it, only if Allah takes you. When Allah takes you, you can reach. Guna, the temptations can be all forces. If Allah protects you, you'll go out of that guna, you hardly knew there was a guna environment there. And you'll come out of it when Allah, so this yaqeen comes. Amal must be also correct. The yaqeen must be of La ilaha illallah. And the amal of Muhammadur Rasulullah. That means asbab we must use fully. That is sunnah. And yaqeen, Allah alone is the doer. On my own, I can't do anything. So when the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, we say, I can't manage on my own. Ya Allah, if your help is there, then I will manage. Otherwise, I won't be able to manage. So that is the meaning. And it comes in the hadith, when a banda reads on farsh, on the earth, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, on the arsh, Allah Ta'ala says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. And what is the meaning? The meaning of Aslama abdi wastaslama. La hawla wa la quwwata, the words are simple, but it's not an easy subject, it's a difficult subject. Aslama abdi wastaslama, Aslama abdi, hey, abdi inqada wa tarakal inada. Now Allah says, my banda, when we read La hawla wa la quwwata, Allah says, my banda has become obedient and he has given up disobedience. In the shara of this it comes that when, now that Allah has declared, my banda has, just by reading La hawla wa la quwwata, then my banda has become obedient and he has given up disobedience. But the malaika seeing he's still making guna. And they look with a questioning eye to Allah Ta'ala. They don't question Allah. But they say, Ya Allah, you said that my banda has become obedient, he has given, but he still commit. Then Allah's ghairat comes into josh, into power. And Allah puts it, protection over him. Now he doesn't commit guna anymore. So what is ghairat is difficult to explain. But it's like how a husband, when he sees his wife talking to somebody, somebody looking at his wife, he can't take it. That is Allah's ghairat. That I told my banda has become obedient and he's still in guna, Allah puts protection. Now you want to commit guna. Your normal routine, you used to phone whoever, your girlfriend. Now she's just crossed that day. And she says, you never phone me again. You never speak to me again. Allah puts that protection on a person now. You try and make guna, you can't even go. وَاسْتَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي فَوَّدَ سَائِرَ أُمُورِ الْكَائِنَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِأَسْرِحَ. My banda has handed over all his matter from the roots of the whole world. He has handed them to me. And he has put them in my care now. And when Allah, نَعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, who can be a better lawyer than Allah Ta'ala? Allah has taken over all your men. Just by La Hawla Wa La. And we are supposed to read it in abundance. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair says, in Arabic, the figure for abundance, for plenty is 70. According to Arabs and Arabic language, what you have done, 70, you have done it in abundance. And Allah's promise that He multiplies good by 10. So if you read it 7 times, it's multiplied by 10 is 70. You said it in abundance. And you fulfilled the advice of Ibrahim alayhi salam also. So every day we should read this 7 times at least. Make it our ma'mool. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 7 times. And at least 1 time complete the whole illa billah aliyyil azim. And we also want to add, which is in riwayat, La malja wa la manja min Allah illa ilayh. And whenever guna temptation comes, read it. Our Shaykh says there are such mashayikh who make the 100% tarbiyat of their murids only with this one wazifa of La hawla wa la quwwata. When Allah says that he has given up disobedience and he has become obedient and all his matters of deen, dunya, akhirat, he has handed them over to me. What worry have we got now? Now you got freedom when Allah has taken over all your matters. So powerful are these. So whenever temptation of guna with this yaqeen and with this little bit in our mind, read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Not like how we made it so valueless that it's like looking at a pig or something. No, so valuable. The other one is Amantu billahi wa rusulihi. What a zamma, a pesh on the ra, which means the plural. Rasul is singular, Rusul is plural. I'm one, I brought Iman on Allah and His Rasul. So whenever such a thing happens then, just remind yourself, How can I be tempted with this thing, this jadu, this woman, this thing? Yeah, I'm one who have brought iman on Allah, Allahul Azim. How great is Allah? I brought iman on all the Rasuls of Allah, not only on Muhammadur Rasulullah, Imamul Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but all the Rasuls of Allah I've brought iman. How can I be involved? So with this reality, see how quick ilaj will be made. And the other beautiful dua in the hadith, Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. Oh Allah, these wasawis of my heart which have come, you change them, transform them into your fear, khashyatak wa dhikrak, and into your remembrance. Shaitan brought those evil thoughts, whatever evil thoughts. Now he put the raw material to make you bad, but you use that raw material to become good, to become closer to Allah. Shaitan will say, oh, for what, by the things I was giving him, the raw material to destroy him. He's using my raw material to get closer to Allah. So shaitan will just stop it there. And this is an example of this is, you are walking on the road and a dog starts barking at you. If you pay attention to the dog, or you start running, the dog becomes more. But you just ignore the dog. After a few barks, finish, the dog will set. That is exactly how shaitan works also. He barks at us. But if you just ignore him, that is to ignore, then nothing will happen. Or like small children, Joha is a comedian, Egyptian comedian. So he had a fruit tree in the front of his house. And he liked the children, neighborhood children must come eat from the fruit. But whenever they would come and eat, he would chase them away. So somebody told him, when you want them to eat and you like they must eat, why you chase them? He said, their psychology works like this. If I don't chase them, they won't come again. But they enjoy that you chase them away. So when you chase them away, they come back again. And I want them to eat, so that's why I just come outside, make a noise. So they run. When they say, oh, 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 old man is not there, they come back again. So that is exactly how shaitan. If you trouble him, he comes back again. You sit quiet, you make your tilawat, you don't even worry about him, he will also not interfere with you. That is shaitan. Shaitan's psychology also works like that. When you try and trouble him and you try and chase him away, then he'll come more and more. Our buzurgs also have given such a beautiful example of combating wasawis. You are traveling, not in our countries here, but like in India, on a highway, superway. There on the highway, the ox wagon is also still going. And the bicycle is also going. The person pushing his wheelbarrow is also going. Trucks are also going. Buses are also going. Everything is going on there. Now if you pay attention and just lose your attention and you look the other side, you're going to, because they're all so close and you don't know when somebody cuts in by you. Yeah, and you don't know when the person just stops when he feels like. So if you don't pay attention, you're going to bump somebody. So let them all carry on, but you just pay proper attention. So your heart is a more super highway. Yeah, everyone, shaitan also walks there. Sometimes you think, what thoughts, what's so stupid, my namaz? And I'm thinking of that dog, how it was barking at that old man. In your namaz, all that. So all this will be happening in your heart. If you pay little attention here, there, you're going to bump. So you just keep attention on your road. Sometimes, two big bus, a big truck on this side. You are sandwiched in between. There, be more careful now. Because if you don't, risk little bit, if they just have to touch you, finish, it will be a major accident. So just be careful. So like this, when you're in your namaz, all people are coming on your heart. They are moving on the super highway, but you just pay attention. So wasawis will come, but don't worry about them. So the heart. And then to harbor it and to have bad thoughts, if Allah wishes, we will speak upon that. The brain, what features a person builds in his mind, etc. But basically, thoughts that come themselves, they come on their own. And when they come, they not harmful, no guna. You can say the worst thought could have come to your mind. You are committing adultery with all the women of the world, such a thought came. No guna for you. But when you harbor it, you bring it in your heart. For 1 second also you harbor it, now your guna door opens. Now with your thought. You think that Allah, na'uzubillah, Allah doesn't exist, or any bad thoughts or the worst thoughts about Allah, also no guna. Thoughts that come there, they came on their own, you didn't bring them, you're not responsible, there is no guna. And when they do come, then the simple, basic solution, just ignore it. Don't worry about it. And if you learn that, and in all matters, you'll be saved of depression, of jadu, of people being, your imagination, people are jealous upon me, now they're making jadu on me, now this one is doing this. This, all that will just be cut out just by ignoring it. So simple, but this is simple for those who will practice upon it. Otherwise, those who won't, they'll still build all big castles on it.